It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being stood up on prom night because of your skin color. You can join our chat room, Denpen. Nah, scratch that. Take that out in editing. Anyway, I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Good evening.
Hello, Joe, and Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. On the show, comics in the news and comedian Hasan Minhaj getting blowback for lying during his stand-up performances. That was Pip's blog, so she'll go first on that. School of Fools, and what is an appropriate snack for a school birthday celebration? And we play a game we haven't played in many, many years. Celebrity, preacher, or politician? And we have scamming scammers with Elon Musk. Much to get to. So first, let's start with comics in the news.
And now it's time for comics in the news.
About Hasan Minhaj and some things he's done during his stand-up act. In Minhaj's approach to comedy, he leans heavily on his own experience as an Asian American and Muslim American, telling harrowing stories of law enforcement, entrapment, and personal threats. For many of his fans, he has become an avatar for the power of representation in entertainment, writes Claire Malone in a profile in The New Yorker. But after many weeks of trying, I had been unable to confirm some of the stories that he told on stage. When the author confronted him, Minhaj admitted the stories he tells on stage are often exaggerated or made up. However, Minhaj suggests there's no harm in his lying about racism because he's a comedian. I don't know if that gives us a get-out-of-jail-free card. Every story in my style is built around a seed of truth. My comedy, Arnold Palmer, is 70% emotional truth, this happened, and then 30% hyperbole, exaggeration, and fiction, but there's no iced tea and lemonade. I don't know what that means, that Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer is a golfer.
I don't know what that means either.
Arnold Palmer is iced tea and lemonade mixed, and people have different amounts of each that they put into it. So he's saying how much of the mix is real and how much of it is hyperbole.
He's stupid. Specifically, Minhaj references a story he fabricated in which an undercover FBI agent investigated his mosque. The punchline is worth the fictionalized premise, he tells The New Yorker. In Hasan Minhaj's 2022 streaming Netflix special, The King's Jester, the Northern California-raised comedian spends 10 minutes recounting a story from his childhood about a white undercover FBI agent who infiltrated his Sacramento area mosque in order to watch for and perhaps entrap radicalized Muslims. Muscle-bound brother Eric became a part of Minhaj's friend circle, eventually leading to Minhaj being slammed on the hood of a police car on suspicion of terrorism. In that case, sure, it was worth the exaggeration, but Minhaj's dramatizations are not always as harmless as he claims. An anecdote later in the special, about his daughter opening a threatening letter filled with white powder and being rushed to the hospital also appears to be fabricated. One of his anecdotes claims a white woman from high school stood him up from prom because his family didn't want her to take pictures with a brown boy. Now you could just get rid of that with Photoshop. That's the beautiful thing about technology. All the brown boys can be eliminated without eliminating any brown boys.
Oh, wow.
Minhaj disclosed identifiable details about the woman during his telling of the story, prompting his fans to harass her. Minhaj often talks about his immigrant upbringing and the social alienation that sometimes came with being a racial minority in his hometown. The central story of his first Netflix special, Homecoming King, which was released in 2017, is about his crush on a friend, a white girl, with whom he shared a stolen kiss and who accepted his invitation to prom, but later reneged in a humiliating fashion. Minhaj showed up on her doorstep the night of the dance, only to see another boy putting a corsage on her wrist. Minhaj says that his friend's parents didn't want their daughter to take pictures with a brown boy because they were concerned about what their relatives might think. I'd eaten off their plates. Yeah, but not in front of the relatives. I kissed their daughter. Again, not in front of the relatives. I didn't know that people could be bigoted even as they were smiling at you. Hello? Are you not familiar with bigotry? The woman reportedly addressed the threats with Minhaj, who then told her to scrub her social media presence to deter more threats. Oh, what a pal. According to a social media post from the New York Times, reporter Kellen Browning, who attended the same school as Minhaj, tried to write an article on Minhaj's falsehoods for his high school newspaper. In an interview with the Times in 2015, Minhaj referred to the attempted reporting as a racist witch hunt. See? Even the left can use witch hunts. That's nice. Everybody can use a witch hunt. You know who can't use it? Witches. Because they were actually hunted and killed.
Yes.
That doesn't work for them.
No. It's a Puritan hunt. Minhaj, because that's who's hunting them. Minhaj previously referred to his bits as emotional truths about his experiences as Muslims in America. He wanted his listeners to believe the stories he told them were real. He wanted his listeners to believe. He asked his audience to view America's treatment of Muslims negatively. Many of them did. It is commonly understood that many comedians. All right, so comics lie, you know, for the purposes of jokes.
Sure.
So Sarah Harvard is a puts comedy into perspective. Comedians are allowed creative liberties, but Hasan Minhaj brands himself more than just a comedian. He branded himself as a truth teller with journalistic integrity. That was for his TV show that he used to have. So telling lies that exploit the traumas of our communities and masquerading it as truth is gross. Technical terms. All right. Hasan said, all my stand-up stories are based on events that happened to me. Yes, I was rejected from going to prom because of my race. Yes, a letter with powder was sent to my apartment that almost harmed my daughter. Yes, I had an interaction with law enforcement during the war on terror. Yes, I had a very cochlear repair surgery so we could get pregnant. Yes, I roasted Jared Kushner to his face. I used the tools of stand-up comedy, hyperbole, changing names and locations, compressing timelines to tell entertaining stories. All right. So what say you, Pip?
Well, one of the things that I thought was problematic about his trying to soften the use of hyperbole and, you know, things told it made up out of whole cloth is that you can't do that. I mean, but, you know, comedians use those things to get the laugh, and it's like that's the job. But if you're going to also try to, as the person said, brand yourself as a truth teller and telling about racism in the country, you can't make up stories that show those quote unquote truths about those injustices and then just say, oh, well, I'm a comedian. I'm allowed to embellish. No.
Well, I mean, they make up whole movies of fictitious events to show these exact things.
Right. Then write a movie. It shouldn't be in your stand-up act.
Right. Well, I mean, if it's in your stand-up act and you're doing it for jokes, but he's also doing it to try to be like a flashpoint of somebody who is truth-telling about racism.
Here's the problem.
How can you do that if you're lying?
Here's the problem. It's when he gets all misty-eyed.
Mm.
You know, listen, you want to lie to get a laugh. We get it. We all do that.
Sure.
But you're now trying to play on other people's heartstrings.
Yeah.
You're trying to get people outraged. Now, I think he can do it, but expect people to be upset that they feel like they got played because.
Right. You're leading them on.
Right.
You know? You are and you're not because it's called a stand-up comedy performance. I mean, it's not called a stand-up comedy fact-finding mission.
Yeah. You know.
I can make the argument, why are we holding comedians to a higher standard than politicians?
Yeah, well, that's another whole story, though.
I mean, you know, listen, I don't agree with what he did, but this guy's got to be hoisted by his petard. But meanwhile, you got George Santos, you got Donald Trump. I mean, both these guys have been...
Right, and it's a bigger standard. He's calling out social injustice on something he fabricated.
Yeah, it's like...
He says there's a seed of truth.
Well, there's not an either-or situation. It's not, oh, well, you know, we can't bring up this guy and, like you said, hoist him by his own petard if we're not doing it to politicians. Okay, so let's do both.
I'm fine with that.
You know?
I think it gets problematic. Like, I think I got anthrax. I think you could have done enough with I got anthrax mail to my house and it scared me.
Yeah.
I got rushed to the hospital. And you could have embellished about even going to the hospital.
Yeah.
I think when you got, but it got on my daughter. Come on, dude.
You know,
your little baby.
Powder and her little eyes are looking up at me. It's like, really?
Yeah. Really? You're playing with people's hearts.
Yeah. You're playing with people's minds. And that's no.
That's my job.
Yeah. But it's not the same. It's not the same as embellishing for the laugh. Now you're embellishing what you're telling people to try to invoke an emotional response to what you're saying is an injustice. No, it's not the same.
But again, performance.
Yeah.
Performance.
Yeah.
So listen, then we'll take a break. Listen, if you don't, when you go and see a comic, don't think everything he's saying is the truth.
Yeah.
Same thing with a politician. Don't think everything they're saying is the truth either.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. It's high sodium. All right. When we come back... School of Fools.
This is Davin's Den. This
is Davin's Den.
Back, you are listening to Davin's, and thank you for hanging out with us. We will do some School of Fools. This one probably does not have the same gravitas as a lot of these stories do in School of Fools, but it probably touches on a lot more people.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
A mom has left fellow parents shocked after sharing a teacher's suggested approach to celebrating her daughter's birthday at school. Let's all go to the strip club. No, that was
Whee!
Not. Shocked. <that guy. laughs> The teacher suggested the mom prepare individual prepackaged meals for each student in the class to mark the special day instead of just the usual cake or cupcakes. Outrage! Shock! Natalie, the mom in question, shed light on the school's policy, which apparently frowns upon traditional classroom birthdays, in which a clown jumps out of a cake. Instead, the teacher proposed a different solution for her daughter's classroom. Each student's birthday could be celebrated with a prepackaged meal. Or you could... Anyway. The teacher then sent out a photo that was meant to serve as inspiration for one of these proposed meal boxes. The box contained a slice of pizza, a popper, and a cupcake. I don't know what a popper is.
I don't either, but that made me think of, you know, amyl nitrate.
What is that?
Oh, that was a drug that people used to take in clubs back in the day.
Ah, okay. Apparently, the idea behind the approach was to ensure easy distribution and minimize disruption during snack time. They want you to send a meal for every kid instead of just a treat, one mom exclaimed. And also, you're allowed to bring in items that are open or have been made at home. The horror! Then one parent took issue with the nutritional aspect, saying, I would be super annoyed if another parent fed my child sugar and junk food at school, especially when I go to so much effort preparing a healthy snack and lunch. This kind of birthday treat idea would not be permitted in Australia.
Let's get lost.
What, because they're so used to eating barley and bark? What? I don't understand that comment.
I don't know if that's really true about Australia. Okay. And someone else weighed in, saying, if I were you, I'd just order pizza and go on the class and help the teacher hand out plates. This seems very extra. In which I weighed in, if I were you, I wouldn't be commenting because I have stuff to do.
I have a life.
Exactly. Then this person claimed, I would never do all that. I'd send in cupcakes and that's that. This is so much work and my kid's not worth it.
Oh, I didn't even hear that when she said it.
That was the undertone. I don't even like my kid or yours. Stupid backseat of a car. Damn you, Meatloaf. Anyway, cupcakes in little boxes were one suggestion.
Wow. Snuck that in.
No, that's what I do. Well, that's how you got there with the kid. Anyway, cupcakes in little boxes were one suggestion. Which party bags emerge as another popular choice. Meanwhile, others suggested savory options, like mini sandwiches, or maybe suck on this. Just make sure there's no allergies or diabetics, one commenter advised. I'd bring in a little treat for the kids to take home that way. There's no issue with distribution disruption, concluded another. All right. Stop with the meal. We don't need a full meal for snack time. That's a little much.
Yeah, this is getting out of control. Why don't you just get a roasted pig with an apple in their gob?
Because that's not kosher, dear.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's right. So that would already have problems.
But now, when we were going to school, when we had to hunt and forage for our snacks, when we were going to school, like, you could bring in homemade treats. Like, those were the best ones.
Yeah.
Cupcakes made from home. Even when my daughter was in school, you couldn't bring that. They had to be, like, individually wrapped or, like, a container of Oreo cookies, so you could see the ingredients. Mm-hmm. So it has evolved.
Yes, it has. But I mean, like, you know, we used to be able to bring in things, and there wasn't going to be, like, a whole peanut gallery talking about...
Excuse me. There will absolutely be no peanut galleries of peanuts in today's classrooms, my dear.
I know. Whoopsie.
You know, I would say, I don't know what the big deal is. When I was a kid, they poured in the food, and that, you know, it was good enough for everybody. I read a book last year.
Oh, that was the one. Congratulations.
But hysterical. Food has been manipulated so much by, you know, all the food manufacturers and the ingredients that has led to a lot of complications with what did kids eat and what can't kids eat. I get what they're saying, but you know what? I mean, cupcakes? Just make some cupcakes. Bring them in.
Well, you can't do it at home anymore, though, which is kind of a drag, but I get it. Because you never know who's going to slip the club popper into the cupcakes. Well, Yankee Doodles have changed since I was a kid. I feel so sleepy now.
But I understand that they're, you know, because environment and the ingredients and the chemicals that are going into the food and the manipulation of food, as far as, GMO and things like that, I understand that there are a lot of reasons why kids...
There's a lot more allergies now because of that.
A lot more allergies because of that.
It makes sense. I
get that.
Like, what did we know of peanut allergies when we were kids?
Didn't know anybody who had one.
And I think...
We did because they didn't manipulate the food the way they manipulate it now.
So the same thing with the gluten intolerance.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it's valid.
It's not funny when people have these allergies. They have to be protected from them.
I remember in the third grade, I had a very health conscious teacher, Mrs. Fox. So she did not like sugary treats.
Okay.
So for like...
She's no fun.
Exactly. She wasn't really, now that you mention it. But for my birthday, my mom like brought like Yankee Doodles in, you know, into for the kids. And we gave her an apple. And she was thrilled.
Here's Yankee Doodles. Here's an apple for you, stupid.
Well, I mean, in her defense, she wasn't stupid. She was the teacher.
Did she neigh and stomp her little hoof?
No, she was a very petite older woman, but you know.
No, she was just happy with her apple.
She thought it was like the most considerate thing. I guess I think my mom was like trying to like stick it to her maybe, or maybe she wasn't. Maybe it was just very nice.
Yeah, no, she was probably being considerate of her wishes, but still the kids got to have a little treat and nobody said that they had to cater a four-course meal for the kids to make it better somehow.
I think just because you feed your kid nutritious treats, you can't expect every parent to bring in nutritious treats. For the birthday. I mean, listen, if your kid wants to eat it, your kid's going to have to eat it. Remember, it's the teacher who has to deal with the aftermath, unless it's the end of the day.
They're bouncing off the walls.
But those were the best days.
I know, but it's like, who wants kale treats for their birthday?
But they're not saying kale treats in this story.
No, I know. But they're saying, you know what, you can't just bring the kid a cupcake or a couple cookies. No, bring them an entire meal. What the hell?
I do like the idea of, like, ordering pizzas.
Pizzas would be fine here.
I seem to think I don't remember. For some reason, it's jogging my memory that like you could actually order from the school cafeteria for like the birthdays or stuff like the the square pizzas they had. I don't know. If maybe
God, cafeteria pizza was the worst. Don Glenn used to put American cheese on the pizza, and I'm like, why do you put American cheese on? Nobody does this. That's the way we make it. All right.
Oh. God.
His pizza was so bad they sent him out to outer space. You can't make that pizza here in the United States. Go to the moon, sir. Go to the moon with your Fugazi pizza.
To the moon with your stupid birthday lunch.
We will not have that on this planet.
No, I mean, but ordering pizzas, and you know, you put it in the flyer that goes out to the parents. We're going to have a little birthday celebration. There's going to be pizza. If your kid's allergic, gluten problems, whatever, pack them a lunch so they can eat with the rest of the kids at least.
Yes. But, and we'll cordon off your child in the corner.
You'll keep them hermetically sealed in a jar while everybody else enjoys.
I can't imagine that people don't throw peanuts at the kids with peanut allergies. Kids must be much nicer today.
You know what? Because it's all that anti-bullying thing.
I guess it's good.
Yeah,
because I feel like in my day, if I had a peanut allergy, me and Mr. Planter's peanuts would be intimate. Like, I feel like I'd be being pelted with peanuts because I feel like there'd be no sympathy for me.
Oh, please. In my school, every orifice would be filled with peanut butter by the time you got home.
Oh, I wish I went to your school.
I know.
That sounds
much more fun.
I like it crunchy.
I like it smooth.
Yeah. We'll come back.
This is Davinston.
And we're back. You are listening to Davinston. This is a game. Oh, I guess we must have played once many, many years ago. And I was just looking through stuff. I'm like, huh. All right, let's do this. It seemed like a fun game. Seemed like something we should do. It is called Celebrity, Preacher, or Politician. I will read several stories. And Joe and Pip, and you playing along at home, can guess, is this somebody, a man of the cloth? Is this a politician or is this a celebrity? Now, celebrities also include athletes, just so you know. So it's not just like movie stars and rock stars. Because, you know, I had to put them. You can't make it too long. All right. But here's the bumper. We dusted off the bumper.
And now it's time to play celebrity, preacher, or politician.
Okay, so I will read you these stories. I will not tell you the names of who they are, and you will each take a guess. We will have Pip go first on this one. Blank has resigned as chairman of the board of Thorn, the anti...
I don't know. He resigned as the chairman of board.
Okay. The anti-child sex abuse organization he co-founded in 2009 with his ex-wife. His current wife, who served as an observer on the organization's board, is also stepping down. The move comes in the wake of the outrage over their letters of support for Blank, who has been convicted of raping two women. After my wife and I spent several days of listening and personal reflection, learning and conversations with survivors and the employees and leadership at Thorn, I have determined the responsible thing for me to do is resign as chairman of the board, effective immediately. I cannot allow my error in judgment to distract from our effort and the children we are serving. Pip, is this a celebrity, a preacher, or a politician?
Preacher.
Pip says preacher. What say you, Joe?
I go preacher.
You go preacher. You're both wrong.
What was it?
It is a celebrities, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Whoa.
They had come out to stand up for their buddy Danny Masterson from That 70s Show.
Right.
And boy.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so the game is good. The house is already up one. There we go. All right. Here is the next one. Authorities arrested Blank for running a multi-million dollar shoplifting ring across multiple counties in Florida. Investigators with Florida's Office of Agricultural Law Enforcement and the Florida Attorney General Office accused Blank of stealing name brand products from Home Depot stores throughout the Pinellas, Hillsborough, and five other Florida counties and selling them on eBay. Blank's wife and his mother were also charged with conspiracy to RICO and dealing in stolen property and respectively. According to a statement from the Attorney General's office, Blank had two additional accomplices who stole most of the merchandise under threat of abuse. Blank then allegedly sold the stolen goods on eBay. Blank is charged with racketeering, conspiracy to commit racketeering, and dealing in stolen property as an organizer, along with additional charges of cocaine possession and the possession of drug paraphernalia. All right. So, Joe... What is this, a politician, a celebrity, or a preacher?
I would say a celebrity.
Politician.
Celebrity, you are both wrong.
No.
This is a preacher.
Wow. What a mess.
Yes, this is Robert Dell is the founder of the Rock Church and Recovery Program and leader of St. Petersburg Church.
And Recovering Program. Wow.
Yes. All right. Here we go. We are 0 for 2.
Yeah.
Blank has issued a second apology for her now infamous theater date, which saw her ejected from watching a Beetlejuice, the musical performance, after she openly vaped in the audience, groped her companion, and was graphically felt up in kind. According to a Buell Theater security report, Blank had been vaping, singing, causing disturbance. Blank reportedly asked, "Do you know who I am?" when they were asked to leave. Pip, is this a preacher, a celebrity, or a politician?
Politician.
Joe, what say you?
Politician.
For a bonus, 2 points. Who is it?
Oh, Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
Yeah. All right, well, that's what happens when you listen to the first part of the show. that is Lauren Boebert, the politician.
So
that
we
is...
each have 3 points for that.
Yes, you guys are no longer disgraced.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right. Here.
Disgraced.
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 Like the people in these stores.
Because the house was ahead. All right.
Yeah. How much time we got?
We have 5 minutes.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
This segment went a lot quicker than I envisioned. All right. All right. This is the last story I have.
Okay.
Blank has more drama in his love life, as an Instagram model claims he has four women pregnant simultaneously, calling herself Ty the Five-Footer. The adult content creator took to Instagram to air out Blank, replete with screenshots of their text conversations and DMs, along with correspondence with one of their mothers of his own children. Blank, let's clear the air. because this man obviously has a fetish in getting women pregnant. She posted on her Tapped In with Ty IG page. I'm sure Pip is on that page.
Sure.
And now I have his baby. Now I have his other baby mothers reaching out to me. I ended up getting pregnant after being with blank a few times. He told me he wanted to have a baby with me, and regardless of what he said, I still took a plan B. It clearly failed because I was around ovulation.
No.
Well, Pip, I mean, it's a story. I don't think it would lie.
No, I know. No, but it's like the plan B didn't work either.
That's why you got to go with plan C.
On the plan C, having the baby.
Finish on my back.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think that it's funny because you keep saying blank, and nobody's shooting blanks here.
That's true. This man is very potent. Good for him.
Yeah, really.
Blank has faced issues with women with whom he was romantically involved. Back in August, it came out that he was served a lawsuit by a former lover claiming he secretly filmed them having sex and distributed it without her permission. Who are you? According to another unnamed woman, sued him last year, claiming he gave her genital herpes. What? Well, you know, I remember the good old days when you got herpes and you took it like a pro. Yeah, there was no running to the press. You just, I got herpes now. This will be something I will or won't share with other people. And, you know.
Yeah, and don't treat it like it's a gift you don't want and you give it away. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, it's the type of gift that every so often go, oh, yeah, I'm infected.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, that's running in my blood.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Joe, is this a preacher, a politician, or a celebrity?
I'm going to go with celebrity.
Joe's going with celebrity.
I think so, too.
You think celebrity, too?
Yeah.
You are both correct. This is this is a celebrity. Does anybody want to guess who this is?
Who's this dirtbag?
I don't know. I know the story, but I don't know who the person is. I know the story is familiar.
I don't know.
Any story with herpes, Joe's all about it.
he's an MMA fighter.
What do you say, Pip?
Well, I was actually thinking some kind of athlete, but I didn't know who it would be.
Well, he might be wrong.
No, I know, but I was thinking like NFL or something.
Okay. Well, you were closer. It is Miami Dolphins quarterback Xavien Howard.
Wow. What a dirtbag.
What?
Wrap it up, for God's
sake. Listen, you never know if you have swimmers or not until you get tested out. You only assume you do.
Yeah, but I mean, how many times does he have to test the theory?
But trying to start a nursery school is another.
The guy is trying to start a football team.
Yeah, I know.
I guess not, though, because he doesn't want the kids. It's like he wants to get them pregnant.
And then walk away.
This is a weird fetish.
It's a really strange thing. It's like the George Foreman disease. Does he name them all George?
No, but Foreman had the kids.
I know he did. I'm kidding.
So that makes sense. And he was married.
But he named them all George.
Like Antonio Cromartie had like a bunch of kids. Like he was an NFL cornerback. Very good. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of kids, like nine kids and stuff. But he wasn't trying to have abortions.
No. But how many kids did this guy have?
I guess four or something.
And he just keeps knocking them up and moving on.
You know, it's weird because he plays defense, yet he seems to be on offense quite a bit.
You know, but I just don't understand. You know, whenever I hear this, like, oh, we got pregnant on accident, blah, 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 I'm like, don't people understand contraception? How do you get pregnant on accident?
She told you,
plan
so
A. many times.
She told you, plan
I
A.
I know that, but that can't be your first line of contraception.
Why not? But you know what? Sometimes people like to feel a skin on skin.
You know, but there's other contraceptives then.
Yeah, like don't do it.
Abstinence.
Yeah, of course. Do what the preacher in the other story would want. Anyway, all right, we'll come back. We'll do some scamming scammers with Elon Musk.
This is Davinston.
Listening to Davin's Den. Let's do some Davin's Den scams of scammers. Let's do that. Let me find this thing. Come on. I can never find this one.
I know. It hides on you.
It does. Here we go. All right. Bam.
Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. When the scammers reach out to us, we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
All right, so this is with Elon Musk. Now, where we last left Davin with Elon Musk, fake Davin's financial advisor had taken all of his money. And fake Davin was going to ask his girlfriend to lend him the money to invest with Elon. But it turns out, according to her, they had a sexual liaison years ago, and Elon dined and dashed. and she's not happy, and Elon is denying this happened.
Well, wouldn't he?
I mean, you own it, Bubba. Pretend you're a Dolphins cornerback. All right, so this is April 2nd of this year. So he goes, "This is unacceptable, sir. I won't lie. You then believe her over me. That's what's up. It hurts me, sir." I go, "It is possible." I go, "Well, it hurts her, too." He goes, "That you believe I would stoop so low to that level. I mean, that I have like 9 kids and I would stoop another."
But wait a minute. This supposed Elon Musk, he got his little fifis hurt because fake Davin doesn't believe him? Really?
I go, "I'm in the middle. Dude, I didn't know you were her then. But she's not a liar. And you did say you were there, so it is possible." Remember I'd asked if he was like in Tacoma?
Yeah.
He goes, "Well, I'm not here to discuss about this. If you want to invest or not, let me know now."
Well, don't be pushy.
No. I go, "Then don't ask questions you don't want answers to. Okay, you're being a bit of a dick to me right now. You just called my lady a liar. WTF.
Yeah. It's like, that's not the way to get the money out of
No, I'm defending her honor.
Yes.
I'm the man who will fight for your honor.
Did you throw down your coat over a puddle or something just now?
I would have.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He goes, "Sir, telling you that I don't know her and never stoop so low to that level doesn't mean I'm calling her a liar." Well, it kind of does.
It does.
Yeah.
I go, "Okay, I believe you." I go, "Okay, I believe you don't remember her. Believe what you want. What? Be if you are not interested in my offer, which have been trying to get you to be a part of for almost 2 weeks now. Just let me know if you're interested or not." Oh, no. Have I wasted 2 weeks of the scammer's time?
Oh, no. What? That's mean of you.
I go, "I am interested, but stop being a dick to me. I have given you some great ideas, too." What?
You just come out and say, "Stop being a dick to me."
What?
I know, but it's funny.
Well, that's what it's supposed to
be. I know.
Well, he goes, "Well, what's it going to be now? When do you want to invest? And how much are you investing?" I go, "I need to figure out plan C."
That's what that football player should have done.
I go, "Plan C of what?" I go, "Dude, a little compassion. My financial advisor stole my money, and you are not being a bro right now."
That's right.
He's not being a bro.
Not being a bro.
Joe's a bro.
Yeah.
I'm a bro.
Joe's a bro. He goes, "Okay, what's your plan C?" I don't know. I wasn't expecting you to say you were in Tacoma.
Yeah, right. It's like, wait a minute. I thought that you would deny it, but you just admitted it to my face.
He goes, "When I was there, it was for a project that didn't quite work out." He's adding to the Tacoma story.
He's embellishing the lie you told him.
Yes.
This is awesome.
He goes, "And that's it. I spent only a day there." I go, "Look, man, I wasn't there. But now what she says was possible. She hates you. I need to think." He is making his situation worse.
Yeah, he's digging himself in.
He goes, "I know, bad fans. Which side are you on? Do you believe I could do such a thing? Seriously? Dude, you make kids like Mattel makes Barbie dolls."
Oh, my God. What a thing to say to somebody,
well,
though.
Well, that's what I just said to him.
I know, but what a thing to say to somebody.
What do you mean? He's got a bunch of kids.
I know he does.
He doesn't even play quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
He named them all X, like George Foreman named them all George.
He goes, "And so?" I go, "Oh, no, of course you could. You fire people left and right. You have a dark side. We all do."
His is darker.
He goes, "Oh, my goodness." he gave me the "oh, my goodness."
He clutched the pearls.
He did.
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah. You made me clutch my pearls.
Heavens to Megatroid. I go, "I need to figure out a way to get the funds, but don't be a dick." He goes, "Okay." I go, "I've been a good guy to you. I don't deserve the infamous Elon temper."
Does he have an infamous temper?
I don't know. For my purposes, he does.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I might have known.
Oh, you just made that up that
time. There might have been a story in the paper at the time. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He goes, "I get it. I'm sorry." Sad emoji.
"Am sorry."
I go, "I freaking told you about Knight Rider." Remember when he was trying to tell me about Tesla?
Yeah.
Yes.
I go, "It's okay. Let's be calm and regroup. I am good for you. I am cool under pressure."
Was that you saying that?
That's me to him.
Okay.
He goes, "Yes, you are." See, I'm an asset.
Well, the first part is right.
Asset, you said. Asset.
We're both trying to crawl out of the barrel and not doing a great job.
No, you're not. I'm going to put the lid on that thing.
And nail it.
Throw it over Niagara Falls. I go, we will get it figured out. Driving now. Have a nice Sunday, Ellie. And you too. Thank you. April 3rd. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today? I'm sorry about yesterday. Please forgive me. But now I'd like us to focus ahead. So have you figured out how to get your funds and invest? You can start with whatever you have, sir.
Well, I have these $3 in my pocket.
I go, good morning, Ellie. To be honest, I've not been able to focus on Plan C. Last night was an eventful night. A night in a bit great way. I don't know what the hell I was writing there. Last night was an eventful night in a bit great way. He goes, okay, so what's your plan now? I go, I don't know. She dumped me.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, so more room in your life for Elon now?
More room in my life for Elon, but no access to funds.
Oh, crap, yeah.
That's a problem.
Mm.
Not for me.
When you're telling lies, all is possible.
Yes. I live in a wonderful, fantastical, nonsensical world.
It's fun to pretend.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like a Hasan Minhaj. Except no baby's got anthrax in my stories.
Oh, yeah. True.
Although maybe I will next time.
Ooh.
I have a couple scammers. Why not?
There you go.
I could be Hasan Minhaj. He goes, you know you can start with whatever you have now. I go, dude, you don't even care about me. She freaking dumped me.
Yeah, it's like, come on, let's talk about my emotions.
Could you have a heart, scammer man?
Excuse me, this is Elon Musk.
You're going for the payoff, and I'm bereft.
Well, it does reveal something about him, though.
Yeah, it does.
He goes, well, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. And of course, I care about you. That's why I'm here. We focus on the future ahead.
With our money.
I go, I took to heart how hurt you were over the whole Tacoma situation. I told her it was possible she was mistaken. She's like, you believe that scamming con artist over me? I'm like, that's not fair. Ellie is my friend and he cares about my future. She's like, fine, you can have Ellie in his piece of crap cars with exploding batteries. You can take his blue checkmark Twitter and choke on it. And with that, the love of my life left me.
You know what? But that's a great tactic, is to insult somebody by saying what somebody else said about them.
Sure. I'm not saying.
I never thought of that.
Well, that's what I'm here for, dear.
I like that.
Yes, I make you a worse person.
Yeah. Joe, Davin was saying terrible things about you.
Yeah, but I would just tell him that to his face.
When hasn't he?
And when wasn't it deserved?
We're stopping the presses? Really? Are we?
She's not even good in stirring the pot. This is why you reside in the barrel.
Help, there's not a LaFaire in here.
Here's a pot. I'll stir it with a pitchfork. That doesn't work. Stupid.
Oopsie.
He goes, I'm sorry about that. Really, I am. To be honest, I don't know her, but I can promise you this. I'll make you a wealthy man. No girl will resist you. Just working with me, you'll see, I promise. I go, so you say. In the past week, my financial advisor has stolen all my money, and my girlfriend left me. I can't take anymore.
I can't take it.
He goes, I'm so sorry. I go, I'm on the edge, dude. I'm having dark, dark thoughts.
Uh-oh.
He goes, sir, that's why I'm here. We can both start from scratch. I'll bring you up. This guy thinks I'm on the edge. He goes, but I can still scam him. I can push him right over the edge.
And
he's got the compassion of an anvil, too.
Well, at least an anvil will fall on you and knock you out. You get a nice snooze.
Yeah.
I don't know why you have such a negative connotation of anvils, Joe. I go, you promise? Because I think if I suffer one more personal tragedy, I'll blow my brains out.
Uh-oh.
He goes, I promise you, sir. Trust me. I go, can we have a video conference? It would make me feel better to see and hear you. I know I had at least one real person on my side, and we'll leave it right there.
Yes. Wow. This is good. This
you
is
liked
good.
It.
Yes.
Maybe you should get therapy. Maybe you could reach out. Maybe you could. None of that.
Help him.
No, all I need to straighten out my life is to invest with Elon Musk.
Of course, right. That'll fix everything. Where are you guys going to be?
What do you mean? Oh, sorry, Pip.
What do you mean?
Joe, are you going to be anywhere?
October 8th. Go to Joe Curry Nation or on my Facebook page. We're going to be in New York City on October 8th. I'm just trying to get the venue.
Yeah, the name of the place we're going to be, Joe, is called Solas. And for tickets, you can text 585-415-4759. I'm surprised you didn't have that number memorized. Again, you can text...
luck would have it, because I knew you had it. And you did not fail me, my friend.
Yes. But I'm surprised this number isn't tattooed. 585-415-4759. Joe likes that number. But the night before, Saturday, October 7th, I'll be in Kingston, New York at High Falls Cafe. For tickets, go to northcountrycomedy.com or 845-687-2699. All right. I think that brings us to the close of this fine show, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Yeah.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. On the break, we have new music from Papa Lolly with Minimal Movement, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de, and Paul Parker with Lover, and you can learn more about them at the same place, khb-music.de. When we come back, Scamming Scammers with Kimberly.